It's the Lander Biz Show, where you get insight from local experts every week on KOVE 1330.
All right, yeah, it's Lander Biz. I'm Shireen Herrera. We have Owen Sweeney with the Lander Chamber of Commerce, and we have Atlantic City Credit Union with us. And guys, introduce yourselves and tell the folks what you do with Atlantic City.
Hi, my name is Brian Rohrbacher. I'm our president and CEO.
My name is Dave Goldman. I am the CFO at Atlantic City Federal Credit Union.
And we're here to talk not only about Lander, the community, and what Atlantic City Federal Credit Union does, but also, of course, the Chamber of Commerce. Credit unions and banks and just entities of this nature are so important for the community.
Right.
But like I'm saying, credit unions in particular do so much for the community. The one thing that I know credit unions do is they volunteer.
Yeah, I think that's fair. I think sometimes it can be a little bit different in the smaller communities like Lander, but yeah, we do. We feel like we're a leader in the community as far as donations go.
Did Atlantic City Federal Credit Union really start in 1964 here?
Yeah, we started in 1964. That's 57 years ago, so we're almost 60 years old. And our original membership was the U.S. Steel Mine up in Atlantic City, hence the name Atlantic City Federal Credit Union.
I was going to say, because I'm wearing my Atlanta Braves hat, and I was like, this has nothing to do with Atlantic City or Atlanta or any of that nature. No, this has to do with Fremont County in our area, and started back in 1964. You guys have a pretty long footprint, don't you?
We do. Yep.
Well, we were just talking about credit unions versus banks. Really tell the folks the difference between the two.
Yeah, sure. That's a great question. It's a pretty foundational question, and a lot of people wonder, what is the difference? Credit unions can sometimes feel similar to a bank. We offer many of the same products and services. In my opinion, the difference is in the structure of the ownership, the founding principles, and the field of membership. In a credit union, the owners are the members. Our goal is to return maximum value to those members, whereas a bank is owned by stockholders. The goal of the bank is to return maximum value to the stockholders. The next major difference is in our founding principles. The primary purpose of the credit union is to make credit available to people of modest means. This is now extended to our community, but the goal is still the same, to increase access to credit and return maximum value to the members. The value that we return to our members is through lower rates, higher deposits. We also strive to reduce fees and provide the highest quality member service. We make decisions in the credit union based on human-centered design. The member is thought of first. What does the member want and what does the member need? Our profit is primarily thought of as a secondary decision. Final difference is that credit unions are limited to a specific field of membership that is defined in the charter and approved by the regulators. Atlantic City Federal Credit Union is limited to Fremont County. A bank is not limited by their charter as to where they can provide services.
Sounds, makes sense. Local is pretty much
hyper-local.
Hyper-local.
I didn't realize that. So your actual, when you talk about a field of membership, that's localized to Fremont County only. Is that right?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, so right
I never
now,
knew that.
So anyone that lives in Fremont County is available to join the credit union. That's if you live, work, or worship, or your volunteer time in the Fremont County, it's eligible for the membership. Also, any business that has a physical presence in Fremont County is also available.
That's good to know. It's not simply individual residents. It's also businesses. Okay, great.
What makes your credit union different than others, and why should people join Atlantic City Federal Credit Union?
You know, I think members and residents of Fremont County have a lot of great options. I think that they should consider our credit union because Atlantic City Federal cares. Since 1964, we've helped our members in ways other institutions wouldn't to accomplish their goals and dreams. Our care is reinforced by the vision and mission that we live by. The vision of ACFCU is that every action we take is a ripple that makes a positive impact for our members and communities. Sometimes that's a loan that gets them into their car of their dreams at an affordable payment. Sometimes it's a loan to get them into a starter home where they begin the next chapter of your life. For others, it could be as simple as a genuine smile and hello. We're there to make our members and communities stronger through our actions. Our mission is to remove the hassle from banking in ways that other financial institutions can't or won't. Our goal here is to make our products and services as easy and convenient as possible to access and find reasons to say yes instead of no. This mentality goes all the way back to the closing of the U.S. steel mine in the 80s. We worked with our members then to ensure that no loans went bad. We have the same philosophy today.
So my question, I was going to ask the question that comes to my mind, which is how are banks and credit unions regulated differently by government institutions?
Best thing that I can state is that, you know, we're regulated by NCUA, federally insured by NCUA, just like what banks are. And banks are insured by the FDIC.
It's geared along the lines of, we'll put our arm out for you. We'll take a risk on you that maybe someone else wouldn't.
That's like my credit union did. I didn't have anything, and they totally took a chance on me when I was young. It's amazing. That's great.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. We're there for a first-time borrower, or we're there for a member who's going through a hard time.
About 6 weeks ago, where a person came in for a $100 or a $200 loan and thought they couldn't get it, we said, yeah, we do those.
That's great. See, that's fantastic. So, guys, how does ACFCU give back to the community?
Sure. Great question again, Owen. We believe that ACFCU is a leader when giving back to our communities. We believe in the people of Fremont County and their organizations they work for. We not only provide money, but we also give our time to these causes. We have donated to the infrastructure of the Lander Community Center when it burnt down, the rebuild or the new building of the Lander Chamber of Commerce and then the Riverton Splash Pad. We volunteer our time to help school backpack program, which provides weekend meals to students and their families. And as you may have just read, we just participated with Wyoming First Ladies, Jenny Gordon and her Wyoming Hunger Initiative, and Don Starks from the National Museum and Military Vehicles to pay off all the school lunch debts in the Fremont County schools.
Yeah, that was really cool to read about.
Yeah.
That was really neat.
And we've also donated monies to search and rescue, community events, veteran programs, and elderly and the youth programs.
And you guys personally volunteer too. Brian was just telling me about how he's a Lander ambassador, so he's going to going to help with various things like that. So really, again, we talk about hyper-local, the importance of credit unions in the community. I'm a credit union fan. I've been a member for 13 years, and they helped me in a time where, you know, you wouldn't think, and a bank wouldn't, you know, and credit unions really are known for that. So again, you're listening to Lander Biz, Ask the Expert, and the experts are is Atlantic City Federal Credit Union with Brian and Dave, and we'll be talking more about the future for Atlantic City Federal Credit Union, how, you know, things kind of changed during the pandemic. And we're also going to talk about why they're a part of the chamber and more coming up.
It's the Lander Biz Show, where you get insight from local experts every week on KOVE 1330.
We're back with Lander Biz. Owen Sweeney with the Lander Chamber of Commerce. I'm Shireen Herrera, and we have Atlantic City Federal Credit Union with us. Dave and Brian have joined for Ask the Expert. So our next topic with Atlantic City Federal Credit Union is really about the services and products that you offer, because you offer a lot.
Yeah, we really do pride ourselves and think that we have a full suite of products and services. You know, the goal with our products and services is to give our members everything they want and need while making these products and services as easy to access as possible. As far as our product lines go, we really do have it all. We've got the full line of deposit products, including money market, CDs, savings, and checking accounts. We've got the consumer loans, new and used autos, recreational vehicles, home equity lines of credit, credit cards, secured and unsecured loans, and first mortgages. And for the commercial line, we also have the same. We've got the real estate loans, the vehicles, the equipment, the lines of credit, and the credit cards. The credit union is also proud of our online banking and mobile app. We really feel that we have a strong digital presence.
Good, yeah.
We've got everything you'd need to kind of bank from anywhere. That's going to include ways to open accounts in the branch via iPads or through our websites. Members can also apply for and close loans from anywhere using our electronic services.
And that website is atlanticcity.coop, correct?
.coop. That's
dot coop. Can I say, is it co-op or coop?
Yeah.
Okay, .coop, it makes total sense to say it that way. I think obviously it's co-op. But again, atlanticcitycoop.coop. He was talking about the mobile, the digital presence. Once you see their website, you'll definitely see how user-friendly it is, which I think is key when it comes to a credit union and being able to really utilize those services anywhere.
Yeah, you know, sometimes I think people hear credit union, they might think old school. They might think we don't have online banking. We might not have a great mobile app, but we do. And we're really proud of it. We invest in it. We spend on it and spend a lot of time designing it. So we're happy with what we have. And if you haven't seen it, check it out. I think people really like what they see.
That's great. So in addition to what you have going on right now, what about the future? What kind of new things might you be rolling out, looking into?
Okay, yeah, that's a great question, Owen. And I think the credit union has a lot of exciting things and changes happening in the future. We're constantly innovating and investing in our product, services, our people, our infrastructure, and our brand. Mm-hmm. We're going to kind of focus on right now just the upcoming products and services and some of the things we recently released.
Cool.
But, you know, if you watch, you'll see a lot of big changes coming up.
Okay.
So we recently released a contactless debit card to help provide members with safer and faster transactions. In 2022, we're going to be bringing our credit cards in-house and adding a rewards program to that credit card portfolio.
So if I lose a credit card, you can remake it that day?
Yeah, we'll be printing in-house.
Yes. Look at that. Wow.
And that's
a big perk for me.
Yeah, happens all the time.
Not that I lose it all the time.
I was going to say, sure. If it's that big.
Yeah, so that means that now when members use our credit cards, they have to access a third-party website. That'll no longer be the case.
Okay.
They'll be able to make payments in the branch, on the mobile app, through the online banking.
Cool.
Members can review any transactions in real time. And finally, our members are going to finally have access to cash back and other rewards for using our credit cards. At the rollout of the credit program, we're also going to unlock the mobile wallet, access to our credit cards and debit cards, so members are going to be able to make payments with their cell phones.
So that's like an Apple Pay or whatever, like that style.
Yeah, we will have access to Samsung and Apple Pay right off the bat, and down the road we'll get Google.
Great. I love stuff like that.
I know I forgot my wallet at home the other day, and I picked up groceries using my cell phone and my Amazon card. So,
amen for that. Because
there you go.
Again, like I just mentioned, my debit card, forgetting the wallet.
Yeah, it's just one more way to get access to your money.
Yep.
You know, in addition to those wallets, we're going to continue to make our products easier to access. This includes electronic openings, loan apps, and closings. We're constantly looking for ways to improve our member experience, and we think electronic services and ease of access is really the way.
And really, our next topic has to do with kind of how things changed during the pandemic and
right.
how you fared during that. Brian, that had to be a big push for making sure things were more done mobily and available that way during the pandemic, I'd assume.
Yeah, we did not anticipate it that way. We were just looking for moving towards new technology, and, mm-hmm. and we just happened to have it all in place by the time that the pandemic got to us.
Neat. So you were ready to go and didn't even know you needed to be in a way.
Yeah, yeah.
That's interesting.
Huh. And, you know, so the credit union, it did fare very well during the pandemic. We had numerous members and businesses that were directly impacted by the pandemic.
Oh, gosh, yeah.
Yeah. And so for those members, we offered loan refinancing options such as loan extensions, payment flexibility, emergency loans, forbearance assistance, and loan modifications. Mm-hmm. And during the peak of the pandemic, we had over $9 million of our members' loans and forbearances and or modifications. And then we also participated in the Paycheck Protection Program passed mm-hmm. by Congress, which we processed 115 PPP loans for $2.4 million for small businesses owners in Fremont County. And then like what Dave was stating earlier, our automation system thrived during this time. All during the pandemic, our automated system had no downtime. Our internet and mobile banking platforms withstood all of our members' demands. Mm-hmm. Our members have the capability to perform the majority of their transactions online. Members can open accounts, apply for loans, sign documents with eDocs, deposit checks with remote deposit capture. We have where members can receive account balances and receive live transactions notices by means of text alerts. Members can use one of our 5 locally owned ATMs or the nationwide network of 30,000 surcharge-free ATMs for their cash needs. And during the pandemic, these electronic services played a valuable part in keeping our members and employees safe, along with creating great financial value to our membership.
You're listening to Lander Biz. I'm Shereen Herrera, Owen Sweeney with the Lander Chamber. We have Dave and Brian with Atlantic City Federal Credit Union. They're the experts during Ask the Expert, and I've been a huge fan of credit unions. I'm not sure where I would be without a credit union. So you really are Fremont County's credit union. Started in 1964. You've been helping folks. Sounds like you helped a lot during the pandemic, and you have a lot of options and opportunity and resource for those who are continuing to do things needing getting loans and opening businesses and things of that nature. So Atlantic City Federal Credit Union .coop, which is .coop. You can find them online. They have, again, a great web presence too. So highly encourage you to check it out there. Before we head out, guys, let's talk about making, what else can we tell the community to make it, you know, a little bit more safe and sound with Atlantic City Federal Credit Union?
First off, where are all your locations? I mean, I think a lot of people know, but maybe not. Where are your locations in Fremont County?
Sure. Our home office is here in Lander.
Sure.
Then we have our Riverton branch, which it's next to Walmart at 1701 mm-hmm. North Federal. And then keep going into Shoshone, and we have a small office there next to their,
City Hall.
City Hall. Yeah, there you go. Thank you.
City Hall there. Yep. Mm-hmm.
Right by the gas station.
Yeah.
You can't get too lost in Shoshone.
Yeah, that's right.
But that's great, too. Three locations for Atlantic City Federal Credit Union, which, again, like we said, is Fremont County's credit union, started in 1964. Our last topic is about making the community more safe and sound. Again, credit unions are a part of that. They love to volunteer. They love to help out the community and have resources. So what else can we pass off?
Yeah, one of the things that's going pretty rampant across the community, state, and probably even nation is account fraud. You know, it just continues to increase among all financial institutions. So we just ask everyone to pay close attention to their accounts and be cautious of people initiating phone calls, texts, emails, and other social media channels. If you are not the one initiating the transaction, the request is probably a fraud. Mm-hmm. Fraudsters find people and make big promises to them, and in the end, it can cost innocent people lots of money. Don't be afraid to ask employees of your financial institution what their thoughts are on the transactions. We are here to help you. Mm-hmm. And the big takeaway would be, remember, if you did not initiate the transaction, it's more than likely fraud.
Well, that's just heartbreaking when
it is.
That happens and you're a victim of that. The last thing I have to say, because I'm all about a good party. So November, you guys are hosting the After Hours with the Lander Chamber of Commerce.
Yeah, so it's Thursday, November 18th. Is that correct?
Yep, they're every third Thursday of the month from September to May.
Yeah.
That's right. So you'll be doing it in November. Yes, indeed.
And we've hosted it before, so always make sure you do come down. We do have nice hors d'oeuvres. And
it's open to the public. Light.
Yep, exactly. Yeah. And it's a nice way to see the credit union, meet some of the staff, our board of directors, our supervisory committee members, and, of course, meet the people from the chamber, meet the Lander ambassadors. Just a great night.
Yeah, and it's open to the public. Anybody is welcome to join. You know, it's free to the public, and this is an opportunity for people to come out. And, you know, we do call it business after hours for a reason. You know, people who want to get there, meet other businesses in the community, perhaps develop a new business relationship. If you're not a business but you're a member of the public, come on out and meet the different people who are providing goods and services in Lander and Fremont County. And
There's a lot of networking that happens at the after hours events too, and just a lot of fun, a lot of smiles. We'll remind you as it gets closer to that event too, so you can mark that on your calendar if you're
Absolutely.
Listening. And remember, the public's invited. It's a great way to meet folks, but it's also just have a snack or two. If you're like,
yeah, no shame in that. That's okay.
Absolutely not. Snack Shireen over here. I'll take that any day.
Oh, it's a beautiful building, and ACFC,
yes,
they put
is.
A nice spread, so it'll be a good evening, I'm sure.
Well, thanks for what you guys do for the community. I'm always and will be a fan of credit unions. Again, I believe that they offer resources and really do think about you as the member, because you are the owner. So if you're thinking about an institute, Atlantic City Federal Credit Union would be the one for you. Again, here in Fremont County and offering stuff local, like you can't get more local on a credit union than started in 1964. So guys, we'll see you for the After Hours event, if not before.
Thanks for having us.
Great. Thank you.
You bet.